Welcome to Australia, the world's sixth largest country and the 3 million square mile board for our game about travel, money, and risk. We're here in Sydney, Australia, and we've got $1,000 each. Over the next 4 days, we're going to be spending it, gambling it, and stealing it as we race across the country trying to claim the most regions. But right now, it's 7:30 a.m., so we got to go, go, go.
All right, let's go, Adam. Let's check the New South Wales challenges.
Let's go, Toby. We're back.
All right, so this is a game all about travel and money. The overall goal is simple. At the end of 4 days, the team that controls more of Australia's 8 regions wins. Those regions are the country's 6 states: Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria, Tasmania, South Australia, and Western Australia, and its 2 internal territories, the Northern Territory and the Australian Capital Territory. In order to take control of a region, a team must be physically in the region and then must deposit money into the region from their budget. As little as $1 can give them control of the region, but there's a good reason to deposit much more. If their opponents show up later in the game and put down a higher deposit, they'll steal control. There's no limit on how often teams can deposit, so regions can change hands a number of times throughout the game. But teams will need to be smart with their money because that same money will be used to pay for their travel between regions. The more teams spend on flights, the less they'll have to deposit. The good news is, teams can make money by doing challenges. That's why both teams are running to the Opera House. That's where New South Wales' challenge board is.
All right, so the first thing we have to decide, do we want to try to do some challenges and make some money? Or do we want to
use our money and kind of like...
I think let's go check out what the challenges are for today.
Yeah, we at least want to know what it is. So we got to go to the
top of the Opera House and see what we can do.
Yeah, the challenge board is at the top of the Opera House.
Isn't it gorgeous here? All right, let's get to the steps. Where are they? Oh, there they are.
All right, the challenge board is here.
Adam, what's on there? Look at those slow pokes.
All right, here we go. Today's challenges.
Okay, wait a minute. Before we show the day's challenges, let's talk about how these challenges work. You see, it's not as simple as do a challenge, win a prize. Each challenge is a gamble, literally. Before starting a challenge, teams will choose how much of their budget to wager on the challenge. If they successfully complete it, the money they wagered will be compounded by that challenge's multiplier, 2x, 3x, even 4x. That means that with a big wager, teams could exponentially increase their budget. But if they fail the challenge, all the money they wagered will be gone. All right, now let's check out what challenges are available today in New South Wales.
All right, make a rock carving at the Indigenous rock engravings, score an Australian football goal in Redfern, win a carnival game at Luna Park, and taste test Australian foods, which is this challenge where you have to like eat a bunch of Australian snacks at the same time and figure out which ones they are.
I'm trying to see if they got any useful intel.
There's some good ones on
here
there.
Here comes the reaction.
Okay, yeah, so... I guess maybe we should do
multipliers. They're just watching us.
They didn't even notice.
Hello.
Hi, guys. Nice
okay,
to meet you.
Right. Come over here. I don't want them listening to what we're going to do.
What? Did you see that?
So we've got a 2.5, a 2, a 3, and a 1.5. We could do one of these, or we could just straight up leave.
Or we could leave. Let's look at the flights first.
All right. Last rules thing. You might be wondering, why would a team want to leave so soon? Well, the first team to get to a new region receives a $750 welcome bonus. That's valuable, guaranteed money. So at this early stage of the game, the real question is, should teams stick around and do challenges or leave to claim a welcome bonus?
Here's the thing to keep in mind. We only get the welcome bonuses if we're first to another region.
Yeah.
And they usually are more than the cost to get to a region.
Yeah.
And not only do we want welcome bonuses, we want them to not get welcome
bonuses.
That is
true. I'm happy to do either fly to Melbourne now or do an easy challenge, both of which I think are both good options for us.
Question is if there's like a good cheap flight.
Yeah.
There's a really cheap one to Brisbane. Ooh, there's a really cheap
really
one to Brisbane.
Really cheap one to Brisbane.
Here's the thing. I don't like being in the same region as them trying to do challenges because there's only 4 challenges for today. And if they were to do one, then there'd be even fewer options.
It's true. And we don't know what they might be doing. And so if they scoop it while we're trying it, that's just wasted time. This game is really hard, by the way. This is something you're going to see over the next few days. This game is very hard.
It's incredibly hard.
So there's a pretty cheap flight to Melbourne at 9:25 a.m. So we might have the time to do a challenge before then.
Okay, here's what I think we should do. I think let's head to the airport, but let's don't book the flight yet in case they head to the airport so that we can switch gears if we need to.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, let's go.
Should we see where they're going? I think, well, we want to go that way regardless.
Yeah.
We want to take a flight.
To be honest, I think actually we should do the challenges because This game is a bit like investing in returns in the sense that we need more money up front to get more money as we go.
Okay, so if we were to do a challenge now, we would do the food one?
Yeah, I think that's probably the easiest to do right here.
Okay. Pretty high chance that that's what they're doing too.
As we're heading towards the train, we also found another really good flight to Hobart, Tasmania. Flights to Hobart are not super common, so that could be a good get for us. Is it cheap?
It's super cheap. It's $258.
That could be pretty big for us. But my worry is that they're gonna have figured that out.
I think we should go to the airport and try to see if they're doing it.
Yeah, let's just get to the airport.
So we're trying to go to a convenience store?
I think so.
Before we go in, we have to decide how much we want steak.
Oh, yeah.
The multiplier is 1.5.
Okay, let me do a little calculation.
Before Toby and I make our wager, let's quickly explain this challenge. We have to buy 5 iconic Australian foods and then feed them in one bite to your blindfolded partner, who must then identify which 3 foods they ate.
What probability of success do you think we have?
I feel relatively optimistic about success. Are you confident?
I think I could do it. How could you mess this up? Although it's all in one bite.
I don't know. Yeah, all in one bite. But you can't say how could we mess this up, Toby, because then we always cut to directly us messing it up.
How could we possibly mess this up? It's recommending we bet 25% of our wealth, $250.
Really? That does seem low to me. How about me in the middle, 300?
Okay.
300? Lock it in. Oh, there. Sirens tuna. Tim Tams, Vegemite.
Goodness me, we've made it. I don't know what Ben and Adam are doing.
We gotta go quick in case they're trying this too.
Okay.
Intercity and regional New South Wales services and light rail services.
You ever watch that video of the kangaroo putting the dog in a chokehold? And like you can see, it's big, but it's crazy. This is a thing that kangaroos just do.
Why would a kangaroo do that?
Because they've got those big biceps.
No, I know that they can do it, but why?
But they hate dogs.
I have to feed you all 3 in one bite after you're blindfolded. I'm generating the numbers, Toby. The first one is, the second one is, the third one is. Working on it, Toby. Okay, Toby, eyes closed. You just have to eat that, and you're not eyes closed.
My eyes are closed.
I mean, look, the best case scenario for us here is that they attempt a challenge, they take a long time setting it up, and then they fail it.
Yeah. Because here's the thing about challenges, and this is really important to emphasize. It's not always good to do a challenge.
No.
Because you might lose money.
Yeah.
One bite, everyone knows the rules. It's an interesting flavor, isn't it? You look concerned.
Okay. Caramello koala.
That's one.
Tuna.
That's 2.
Vegemite.
Yes, Toby, let's go. There we go.
The Vegemite
there
was,
we go.
Was the one that got overpowered.
Yeah,
by the
that
tuna.
Makes sense. It's crazy.
It just all tasted like tuna on chocolate.
Right. Oh, that's such a good start. Okay.
Okay, well, so they did the taste test. Okay, it looks like they bet $300 and they succeeded.
They made
$150. $150 profit. I mean, that's not.
I'm going to be honest, that's not moving the needle very.
No, that doesn't do a lot. If I were them, I would have bet more. I that doesn't worry me.
It's hardly worth it.
As Shania Twain once said, that don't impress me much. No,
that don't impress me much.
That don't impress me much. That? It don't impress me much.
Time to transfer.
Hello.
I've never seen a flight this cheap to Tasmania from Sydney in any of the, like, game simulations we did before this.
It must just be like so last minute and like basically empty.
Yeah.
Let's just take advantage. Pricing then, error.
There's been a pricing error. You click on it. Pricing error.
Let's just ask. Let's ask at the airport.
Okay. It's not good.
No, it's not great.
Okay, let's look at the challenges. The challenges left are the AFL goal in Redfern. I don't think we want to do that. Luna Park isn't open until 10.
Okay.
So that only leaves the rock carvings.
Well, let's do the rock carving.
This spot where this is so scenic. Should we head to Bondi Junction?
All right, let's
and then
go.
We'll have to get on a bus. Trains. This is so exciting. Okay.
Are we on the right train?
Probably.
All right. Okay. Welcome to the airport. Seemingly, there are some discrepancies with flight prices, so we're going to go.
Okay, wait. But now it's back. Now it says it should be $319.
Look, let's go in person and see what the cheapest, earliest flight we can get to somewhere else is. Things always go better when you ask in person.
Sometimes. Yes, hi. We were trying to book on the 10 a.m. to Hobart, and on Google it said that it had like some really cheap fares, but then when we tried to book, it wasn't working. I know sometimes it shows booking through a third party, but it doesn't. Like, it shows on there booking through Virgin, which is strange.
That is very odd. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Yeah, it's
not really.
Wow. Thank you so
Thank you so much. Oh, that could be big for us.
Yeah, of course.
Let's see, where are they?
They're going to the rocks.
All right, so I think we need to look for, like, a grocery store or something where we can get, like, scissors or a knife.
Make a rock engraving at the Indigenous Rock Engravings. Visit the Indigenous Rock Engravings by North Bondi. Generate a random animal from the list provided and carve it into a rock that no one cares about. The other team member must guess the animal correctly on their first try.
Before we buy anything, we need to decide how much we're staking.
How are you feeling on your, like, riskiness scale? I think it's not too bad to be risky now.
I guess that's true, because, like, now is the time we have to come back from failure.
Yeah. But how are you feeling about your carving ability? If you're feeling good, I'll go 500.
I'm not good about my arts and crafts.
If you're feeling very unsure, I'd go 400.
I'm comfortable with 400.
Okay, so mine at 10's got our bag.
Oh, yeah, we'll have some. Let's go get the bus. Log an articulated bus.
There you go. Well done, guys.
Thank you so much.
That's
wow. Bless your heart.
Thank you, Marissa.
Thank you.
Hey.
All right. Let's get on our flight.
Wee.
And while you're on your phone, give us an update on Ben and Adam.
So they spent $288.
So that, it sounds like they got $144 each. Where could they be going for that cheap?
Hello, how's it going?
Hello. Ben, we've done it.
Welcome to Bondi.
Welcome to Bondi Beach.
I feel like this is like one of the most quintessential.
Where are you going? You're walking in the middle of the road.
Okay. So we are looking for the Indigenous rock carvings, which should be right on the coast here. This is the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh.
The things. It is. Those are.
From the oldest culture in the world.
They are properly carved. That's what I'll say.
Definitely.
Like, I'm surprised how deep it is. But now we need to do our own.
Can we clarify we ain't carving this?
No, we are not carving into the ancient rock carvings. We are finding a loose rock. And then we are carving.
Make sure you get the best rock.
This one's decent. This is a brick. Cool.
It's pretty good. Yeah, no, I like that. That's a canvas.
All right. Toby?
Yes?
I think it's time.
I'll go for a walk. See ya.
All right. What animal we get is like crucial to whether or not this is going to be easy. 13. Okay, let's see. 8. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Yes. Okay. That's gotta be easy. Let's see how this works.
All right, Ben, it looks like they are at the rock carvings.
Yeah, I mean, we just have to hope that they're not very good at drawing. I think there's a good chance they could fail that one.
That would rock if they did.
That would rock.
Hey.
I don't know what more I can do. I'm trying not to overthink this, but like, I think this is it. Okay. Hopefully you can see that. That's pretty clear. I think we're ready. Toby?
Yeah?
I know that might seem quick, but I'm ready.
Oh dear. Something comes to mind. Something definitely comes to mind. Now, we've got to go for giraffe. Lock it in.
Congratulations, Toby. You're now the proud owner of $600 new dollars.
I like it. You did really well.
Thank you. And like, that took like no time at all.
Then let's go.
You're cruising.
Leave this here for the next person.
Let's return it to our natural habitat. And then let's figure out our next move.
We could actually go to Luna Park, by the way.
Yeah. No, it's worth considering. Like, it's in the city center. So like, once we're there, it's not like much of a waste of time to go ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm. Let's walk and talk. Let's
sure.
make moves towards
Luna Park. Let's go back towards the city. Yeah.
Yeah. Hi to Bondi Junction.
Bye, Bondi.
Interesting. It kind of looks like they might be on a flight to Hobart.
Sydney to Hobart.
Well, like, to be honest, like, if there was a crazy good deal to Hobart, it would make sense.
Yeah.
Hobart would be a big play. It's a surprising opening move.
How do you feel about carnival games?
I don't have a good track record of hand-eye coordination challenges. In fact, what Ben and Adam could put right here is a supercut of me trying to knock an apple off of Ben's head. Oh, no. Oh, no. No. Oh, no. Luna Park.
We actually go down here.
We don't go through the massive sign. This is Luna Park.
Do you know about the horrors of Sydney, Luna Park?
I feel like the horrors of Luna Park is what's about to happen. Man, that's quite an iconic view. Wait. All right, Toby, do you have the challenge list?
I was just going to pull it up.
Win a carnival game at Luna Park. You have $20 worth of attempts to win a prize at any of the carnival games that only have one prize tier. Buckets, backboard, basketball, or cans.
There's
sorry,
buckets.
What was buckets? Backboard, basketball, cans.
I'm pretty sure there's buckets.
Okay.
All right. Well, we bought the in-flight Wi-Fi, so we know that they are at Luna Park.
Those games are designed
they're hard.
They're designed for you to lose.
They're hard.
I think the carnies are going to take their money and run.
Should I ask him what the chances are of winning buckets? No. We were wondering how likely it is to win a prize.
On a scale of 1 to 10. It's a 6.
A 6 out of 10.
I don't lie.
Are you easier than backboard?
You can win this.
Basketball?
There's basketball, but you cannot win it. It's the hardest game.
It's the hardest game? Okay.
I'd say we give this a shot.
We should give this a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. We get $20 worth,
yeah,
which is 5 games.
Which is 5 games.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm 7 games, okay? It's going
to
win.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. We had to look in our wager.
Oh, yeah. What do you want to wager?
1,000? 750?
You want to go that much? Let's say, okay, 500.
500.
I want to do more.
500.
Okay, 500.
Okay.
And they've put down $500 on that contract.
This, I think, is a pretty important moment. If they blow it,
then they'll have lost a lot of their
progress. They'll be almost back to where they started. But if they hit,
they'll have a lot of chemistry.
We'll see. We'll see.
and put the balls in the basket.
Okay.
Just make sure you don't cross the line, okay? Just try not to hit the back, okay? Because if you hit the back,
yeah,
it will come out.
I feel like I have to be gentle, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And the thing is, if you're annoying, try hitting the rims of the basket.
The rims, okay.
This is the spot.
I was trying to be too gentle.
Sam?
Do you want to give it a shot?
Okay, I'll give it a shot.
You want me to try again?
Go insanely gentle and then make it gentler.
That's
yes. Even gentler.
Okay, that was close. I feel good about the technique, though. What was that? That was four?
Yes.
So three more.
You've done it once, right? Reproduce that.
Oh, man. So wait, it's two more attempts?
Yes. Wait, I can give you a better basket.
Better basket?
That's number
yes.
one. Okay, one more?
Yeah.
Do the same thing again,
eh?
Oh!
All right, last one. Oh man. Okay.
He was so friendly. I got my hands.
He was.
Up.
I think he felt bad.
Extras. Yikes.
It's fine. It's fine. That's. It's fine.
Ben, they've left Luna Park, and they're still minus 500. I think that they blew it.
Look, they flew a little too close to the sun. And by the sun, I mean the
Carney games at
Carney
Luna
games
Park.
Carney games at Luna Park. They flew too close to those and they lost.
I wonder which one they did. I bet they did the thing where you throw the thing in the bucket.
It looks really easy.
It looks easy.
That's how they make all their money.
That's true. That's got a hoit.
Sorry.
Ooh.
No, okay. We're moving on.
We don't want to do AFL. So the only question now is, where do we go? So there's not really a great Melbourne option. Yeah, honestly, Melbourne flights are expensive. Adelaide, kind of similar deal. We could go to Gold Coast for really cheap. There's cheap flights to Gold Coast at pretty much any time.
I'd like to do that if they haven't gone there. I think Gold Coast is a good place to be.
All right, we have 10 minutes until the next ferry, so we got a quick snack.
I wanted to talk to you about an edge case. We're going to Gold Coast, yeah. This is interesting. The Gold Coast Airport appears to be pretty much on the border between Queensland and New South Wales. Are you aware of this?
I am now.
And you can claim regions in this game by being anywhere, I believe, in the state, yes?
Yeah.
Would it be good to keep that in our pocket as an idea if at the end of the game we wanted to end at, say, the Gold Coast Airport and quickly toggle between New South Wales and Queensland?
Yeah.
Go have a look on the map.
Oh, yeah. The border goes
through
the runway.
It's literally on the border.
Yeah. It's a good thought. I don't know if they know that. It never came up in game design.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be an interesting
strat. Could be an exploit.
Yeah. This park may have stolen $500 from me. Well, not stolen, but took away $500 from me. This pretzel is pretty, as the kids say, Toby, goated with the sauce.
What?
This is transport mode number four of the day.
If you count feet,
and we're about to hit number five.
Yeah.
3 minutes, we're fine. Let's see if they've gotten back down to land yet. Oh, look at that.
1 minute. Oh my God.
Hobart International Airport.
Oh my God. Why are we doing that?
Welcome to Hobart. Welcome to Hobart.
Welcome to Hobart. We've made it. We've made it to Tassie. That's what we learned.
We learned it's called Tassie.
What we can call it.
Let's update our budget with the welcome bonus.
Is that the sky bus?
It could be. Where do we think the sky bus goes? Where does the bus go? Where does it end?
Into the city. Where are you going to?
We're going to the Cenotaph.
Cenotaph?
Yeah.
Stop one, and there's just a short walk up to the Cenotaph.
Fantastic.
Perfect. Yep. Perfect. We're saving money, and we're saving the planet.
This is great news.
Look, you know, as far as I'm concerned, 10 out of 10 public transit in Hobart.
So far, everything's gone great.
Have fun at Hobart, guys. Melbourne is wide open.
Yep.
I like Melbourne, but, you know, Gold Coast, also wide open.
Very cheap flight.
Happy to go for either. Let's go choose the soonest flight.
We'll choose Gold Coast. Okay.
Okay, based on how expensive their flight was, they're on the 120 to the Gold Coast.
That's good news for us.
Yeah, because it means that whether we go to Melbourne or Adelaide after this, they probably won't be there either way.
Yeah. I mean, that means that we can kind of, like, hopefully dominate the south of Australia and really lock those regions in. That would be really good for us.
Certainly would be good. Look at this.
I mean, I'm charmed by this whole place, even though the, like, couple of facts that the guy gave us on the bus were that the bridge collapsed and killed everyone and that a woman is in charge, and he seemed to be dissatisfied with that.
It's true. Yeah, they were not good fun facts, but this is a fun town.
There's the Cenotaph. What is a cenotaph?
I have no idea what a cenotaph is.
I love cenotaphs. I hope it's not like a fucked up thing.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Welcome to the Cenotaph.
Now we can check the challenge board.
Adam, I'm in the right emotional headspace to receive this information.
All right. Challenge one. Read signal flags at Mount Nelson Signal Station.
Okay.
So we'd have to go there, make signal flags, and signal a word to the other one.
Okay.
That's a 2X. Create a traditional Tasmanian kelp basket. That's a 2X.
Okay.
Throw shrimp on the Barbie. We have 100 tries to throw shrimp onto a Barbie doll from a distance of 30 feet.
It's risky.
And that's not a knife. You have to cut a Tim Tam in half long ways with something that is not a knife.
A great reference to
Crocodile Dundee.
Crocodile Dundee.
That's a 2X. Okay, so we've got 3 2Xs and 1 3X.
Well, here's what I'll say in general. Here's the thing about Tassie. It's a great set of Tassie. And this is not a slight to this place, but I do not want to have to come back here.
No. And I don't want them to come here at all.
So I think that before we leave, we want to put down an amount of money that is going to deter them from ever coming here. So we can just lock it up. Because it's not easy to get here, and it would be hard if we had to come back.
Yes.
I think the only question left is, how much do we want to leave in New South Wales? Mm-hmm. We think that if we ever want to win this, we're probably going to have to be back.
I don't think we can lock it up. I would only do $250.
I feel more like $500 or so, even if we think we're going to have to come back, you know.
We'll be back for sure to Sydney. In an ideal version of this game, we would have $5,000 on the last day or more, and we would book flights to four to five cities.
Well, we couldn't make that much. We couldn't travel that much then anyway.
It's possible.
Maybe a super optimized route.
Yeah.
Like, we could do 3.
Oh, we could do at least 4 cities on one day.
Let's say we put, you know, 375 or 400. Then I think we still have so much to play with in Queensland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds good to me. We can do 400.
400? Locking in?
Yep.
You want to press the button? It's right there.
Here's the button.
Actually, I don't know if we can afford buttons. I don't want to commit to that. We'll press the metaphorical button to lock it in. Good?
Yep.
Any other words for the camera?
So shrimp on the Barbie Eden is definitely not safe.
No, that feels very risky to me.
I think the Tim Tam is also not safe at all. I think
signal station. I feel like we could do that.
As long as we put in enough time that we were able to make the flags good.
Right. How much do we want to bet? Here's what I think, Ben. I think we should bet the exact amount that would leave us enough that we could get a flight out of here if we were to fail.
That
would say we should bet $855. You want to round down and bet 800?
Okay.
I think 800.
Put down 800.
Read signal flags at Mount Nelson Signal Station. At the historic Mount Nelson Signal Station, one team member must create and use signal flags to spell a random 10-letter word, which the other team member must decode from a distance of 100 feet. Team members may not speak to each other when signaling, and the signaling may not last more than 100 seconds. The decoder has one guess.
If we fail this, then it's going to really suck.
It's going to put us in a really bad position. That's fine.
Let's find a store like a general store.
Yep.
Welcome to Officeworks. Yes, they've got plenty of stuff.
I'm going to leave. You do this.
Now that Adam has left the premises, I can confide in you what my word is. My word is cohabitant. And we can spell that out on screen with the flags. And so I just need to be able to make those eight letters. Let's go.
Wow. What have you
done? Welcome to the Mount Nelson Signal Station, where they used to do signals.
What is the history of this place, Ben?
I believe that they would just signal ships with flags. You can see the flags there.
Oh, I see. Lovely.
From all the way up here. I'm going to go there and make the flags, and you've got to just go away. Okay. So we need all of our letters. If we fail this, we are in deep, deep trouble. It's like the flag of Poland? I wonder how Poland feels about that. Or maybe this isn't the flag of Poland. What is the flag of Poland? Comment below about what the flag of Poland is. Okay, let's go get Adam. Adam, camera, I'm going to hand you over to Adam.
All right, we're going. All right, that very clearly seems to be a C. That's an O. H. A. B. I. That's a T, A, N, T. Ben, was the word cohabitant?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 2:30. There's a flight that we want to get on at 6:30.
The 6:30 to Adelaide. I mean, I continue to really like that flight. I mean, I'm of half a mind to just go ahead and book it.
I think priority, I don't see a situation where we don't want to take that flight.
I mean, the only situation would be if they went to Adelaide, which wouldn't make any sense. Actually, we should check on them.
There's a bus leaving in 1 minute. That is going to make a 3-minute difference, but I don't think we'll get to it.
No,
that's the one. That was it. Yeah. Damn it. Yep, that was it. Damn it. Well, we went as fast as we could.
Well, on the plus side, I think there's some devastating news from Ben and Adam. We just said I'd change the budget.
That's not the plus side.
Ben, we are booked to Adelaide.
All right, you know, three regions on day one, that's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
We still have to earn some more money before we leave, because I think we want to put down as much as we can here.
I mean, the one that really kind of calls to me is the Barbie one. It's a 3X.
3X,
and
yeah.
You get 100 tries.
But it's 3X because it's risky.
How far is 30 feet? I'm going to, like, measure 30.
You go be the Barbie.
100 tries? 100?
Okay. Holy there's like a wallaby down there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, that is a wallaby, Ben. That's totally a wallaby. Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's just like a little guy.
Shh. It's just a sweet little guy, a little guy. Hello. He's looking right at us, Ben.
Look at that guy.
Oh, there he goes.
Look at it hop.
That was awesome. That was awesome what just happened.
Bad news. What are their names? Ben and Adam seemingly completed the challenge successfully and wagered quite a lot on it. So they are up. They're up. They're up.
Good news.
Weather.
The weather's nice. The weather is nice. Bad news.
Bad news.
Climate change.
Good news.
Global child poverty is at a near historic low.
That's great news.
Bad news. I guess it's only good news then. So I imagine, Toby, it has crossed your mind that this season is all about, like, evaluating risk, which is kind of exactly what won us last season.
I hate to say it, but I do think there are some common themes there in the sense that Adam and Ben might think things are easier than they really are.
They are often, I think, overconfident.
I just feel like with 100 tries, surely you could land a shrimp on the Barbie.
Regardless, if we're going to do it, we got to do it soon.
I think put in 800 and we do it right now.
All right. Here we go. $800 and shrimp on a Barbie.
Okay, there's a Target nearby that should have Barbies. I don't know if it'll have shrimp.
Target.
All right, lots of Barbies.
We just want, like, the Barbie with the most volume. This Barbie...
Like, that's a solid Barbie.
It's like a big dress that the shrimp could get caught in.
Right. And I like that.
I think we need a touch of magic Barbie.
Absolutely. Now the question is, how large of a shrimp can you find?
All right, Adam, keep your eyes peeled for the biggest shrimp you've ever seen.
Oh, baby.
I mean, these shrimp are pretty big, and they've got lots of legs and stuff.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, this park looks like it would be good for a throw-in shrimp.
Now, there's a question of how we want to position the Barbie. I think sitting up,
I think
legs spread such that it'll sort of serve as a backboard.
Yeah. This is shrimp number one.
Shrimp one.
Hold on. I'm going to cut in, you know, sort of action shot.
Yeah,
we've got
yeah.
our nice, juicy guy.
All right. This is going to teach us a lot, I think, this first attempt.
Yep. Okay. Oh.
Did it land on it?
It hit the Barbie, but it is not touching. Oh, there is a seagull who's eyeing the shrimp. I'm going to have to defend the shrimps as well.
Oh, that was close.
That's real close, but still no cigar.
Okay, I'm getting worse at it, Ben.
Let's go! Close, close. Take your time with them. We got time, we got
time. Now I'm getting more nervous.
I think, to be honest, I think they're going to play this higher risk, higher reward than we are, which can work out, but it can also not.
Yeah, well, that you need some amount of risk in this game, for sure.
I don't know what will work out.
Yeah, I guess I would definitely say, like, my attitude to the challenges is skeptical.
All right, zen mode. Let the Barbie come to the shrimp.
Now, oh, that one. Okay, I'm not going to panic yet. Oh! Is that on the Barbie?
Yes.
Oh, baby! Let's go!
Check that out.
I think that's unquestionable.
That's unquestionable evidence.
So we're now theoretically going to have to wait here for like 25 minutes.
Taking a while to get us into the goat
yeah.
Oh, wait.
Well, they just earned
2.4K?
That is, that's a lot of money, yeah. I wonder what that was.
3X multiplier.
A 3X multiplier, and they put 800 into it?
Yeah, but they didn't even have very much.
Not ideal. Not ideal, but okay, the thing that is worth noting is, like, they're playing really high risk, high reward. So, yeah, the fact that they got 2,400.
Highly concerning.
Highly concerning. Makes me think we want to maybe ramp up our riskiness.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll get to the challenge board, see what we got, and then see what's next.
I'm freaking
gonna
out.
Die.
Are we going all in?
Is this the riskiest thing we've ever done on Jet Lag PK?
We are so freaking back.
It's no one could deny that we're
yeah.
back.
Yeah, and did you know that episode, episode 2 of the season, you can watch it right this very instant on Nebula.tv. Nebula.com.
Nebula.tv.
No, watch Nebula.com or Nebula.tv. Yeah, Ben, say
but,
words.
But even better, Nebula.tv/jetlag.
Another thing that you get with your Nebula subscription is access to The Layover, which is our after-show podcast, where we break down the episode with Toby. Toby's going to be on this season. And we go into all the behind-the-scenes, game design, all the stuff that happened that you didn't see. So if you're interested in getting more out of the season, The Layover is the best way to do it.
Truly one of the podcasts of all time.
And Nebula is just a great service. Otherwise, if you don't know about it, Nebula is a creator-owned and creator-founded and creator-run and audience-supported streaming service. And it has all kinds of originals from a lot of your favorite creators. You also often get access to their YouTube videos early and ad-free. Every episode of Jetlag goes up 1 week early. We also post an outtakes and cut for time episode at the end of every season there. And most importantly, when you go to Nebula and you sign up with our code, you are helping support the show. We get a portion of your subscription fee for as long as you stay subscribed. And also with our code, it's a good deal for you because it's only $30 for the year. And I really want to emphasize, a lot of people get confused and they think it's $30 a month, and it's not. It's $30 for the year, which nets out to $2.50 a month, which is like, you know, I feel like that's a reasonable amount for access to all of those things.
That's less than a train fare.
It's so much less than it costs to go on a train. That's true.
Yeah, in New York City, at least.
Anyways, but the thing to focus on is that right now, if you don't have a Nebula subscription, you have nothing to do or watch. And that's bad.
Your life sucks.
Yeah, but if you do have a Nebula subscription, you can watch season 10, episode 2 of Jetlag this very second.
Oh my God, your life is awesome.
Yeah, so good.
Yes.
And all you got to do is go to nebula.tv/jetlag to sign up, get that 40% off. And thank you for your support.
And thank you for your support. I was trying to say it to somebody else.
Oh, that's nice. Goodbye.